Brothers Insurance.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is Daryl Orman, the pastor at First Baptist Church of Stuart. I'd like to invite you to take part in a family tradition that a number have participated in through the years with our Living Christmas Tree. We have our 37th annual Living Christmas Tree this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. It's entitled Christmas by the Fire, our beautiful tree. There's no cost for admission. It's a wonderful time for you and your family to come and enjoy a season's greeting and a time of worshiping our Lord. And that'll be December 8th at 7 p.m., December 9th at 2 p.m. and 5 p.m. Our church is located at 201 West Ocean Boulevard, right behind Tropic 10 on US 1. And we'd like to invite you to come this weekend and participate with us in our Living Christmas Tree, Christmas by the Fire. God bless.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? The new heaven and new earth is going to be built on a whole different set of principles, not on the law of decay. He said, "I go and I prepare a place for you." How many know that he came and he prepared for us a place in heaven? Come on, somebody say heaven. And then he left us here when he went to heaven, and he said, "I'm going to go there, prepare this place for you, then I'm going to come back and I'm going to bring you to that place." He's up there preparing for us right now. Isn't that good news? Fourthly, he says, "I'm going to come again and I'm going to take you to myself, that where I am, you can be there also." So what does that mean? He's definitely coming. Oh, my great-granddaddy said Jesus was coming. My granddaddy said Jesus was coming. My daddy said Jesus, he still ain't come. Guess what? I don't care. He said he's coming. He's coming. He's not on your schedule. He's coming. He said, "If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again." Guess what? Did he go?
Yeah.
Well, history backs it up. The tomb is empty. They can't find his body. He's gone. He left. Amen. How many know if the Romans could have found his body, or the Pharisees could have found his body, they would have produced his body, because they didn't like the idea of this whole new Christian thing being based on Jesus being rose from the dead. But they couldn't find his body. You know why they couldn't find his body? Because it won't here. It's in heaven. Huh? It's sitting at the right hand of the Father on the throne right now, looking down at you going, "There's my kids. Look at them. They in Bible study tonight. I'm glad they're there." He is physically not here. Now, that's a different story spiritually, because he is here in our hearts in the form of the Holy Ghost. He lives in us. Amen. Jesus is in your heart. Acts chapter 1:11, the disciples watched Jesus ascend into heaven. In verse 9, it says, "Now, when he had spoken these things while they watched, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, who also said, 'Men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing into the heaven? This same Jesus,'" I love this part, "'this same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will so come in like manner as you saw him go into the heaven.'" In other words, if I go away, I'm coming back again. I'm coming again. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the hope of the world. This is why you shouldn't be stressed out. This is why you shouldn't be depressed. Your life might not be everything you want it to be. The things might not be going the way you want it. You might not have as much money as you want. You might not live where you want. You might not, you know, you might have a lot of desires that are not coming the way you think. But this is the hope of the world. You've got a reason to have peace, and you've got a reason to have joy right now, because Jesus is coming back and he's preparing a place for you. And if that don't do it for you, I don't know what will. Amen. He is the hope of the world. And guess what? He ain't sending an ambassador. He isn't sending 10,000 angels. He's coming himself. Jesus is coming himself. He don't have no entourage coming. He's coming on a white horse. Come on, somebody. He said, "I'll receive you unto myself, that where I am, you may be also." Later on in verse 18, he talks about coming in the spirit to the believer. And the believer receives Jesus. The believer receives Jesus, but in the verse, it's not the same. In the verse, he comes to the believer, and he takes the believer with him when he comes. Amen. And 1 Thessalonians 4:13 says, "But I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we are who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who fall asleep. For the Lord himself will descend," I love that, "will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then those who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words." Does that make you get comfort? Paul was just reminding us what Jesus promised. He said, "I'm going to take you to myself, that where I am, you can be also." How many know when you got that promise, it removes all fear? You ain't got to be worried about dying. I know we grieve, you know, when people that are close to us die, but the truth is, if they're believers, man, you're going to see them again anyway, and they're in a much better place. They did what they had to do. They fulfilled their call, and they went on to the next step, amen, into eternity with Jesus. And they are going to the place that Jesus prepared for them. And it's because of what Jesus did for us that they're going there. Heaven is available to us because of what Jesus did, amen? Because how many know when we were all on our way to hell, if Jesus hadn't went to the cross and died for us and paid the debt of sin for us, then we couldn't spend eternity with him. He made the way. Somebody say, "He's the way." We're going to end up in heaven ruling and reigning with Jesus. That's the good news. How awesome is that? This is cool. How many know that death is just a shadow? Somebody say shadow. It's a shadow for us. The Bible says to be absent from this body is to be present with the Lord. Watch this. It's kind of like the difference of being run over by a semi-truck being run over by the shadow of a semi-truck. Huh? How many know if you get hit by the truck, it's going to hurt? Right? But if the shadow of the truck passes over you, you ain't going to feel the thing. Right? Listen to me. It's not called the valley of death. It's called the valley of the shadow of death. There's a reason for that. Amen? It doesn't say, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of death." It says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." Why? Because it's a shadow of death. You're just passing over, amen? That's the promise. It's a shadow of death. When we check out, we check in. You ain't checking out just to be checked out. You checking out and checking into the heavenly hotel. The concierge is going to be there with a bouquet of flowers going, "Welcome to heaven. Your room is ready." It's the one with the 9 moons around it. "Where I am, there you may be also." What a promise. And then from there, Jesus just begins to really lay out how awesome heaven is going to be and how this all this stuff is really going to happen for us. And he says, "Guys, you know where I'm going." And Thomas says, "Lord, we don't know where you're going. How can we know that?" And Jesus just simply says this to Thomas. He says, "I am the way, Thomas. I am the truth, Thomas. I am the life. And nobody can come to the Father except through me." And he said, "If you had known me, you would have also known the Father," which means now you know him and you have seen me. In other words, Thomas, here's the way to the Father. In death, and here's the way to the Father in life. I am the way. Isn't that really what it's all about? The only way to have life here is through Jesus. The only way to the Father through death is through Jesus. Jesus was trying to get them to realize something that they hadn't seen yet. The truth was in them. They just hadn't got a revelation of the truth that was in them. It hadn't dawned on them. They hadn't gripped the understanding of it. He said, "You know where I'm going." And Thomas said, "Lord, we don't know where you're going. How can we know the way?" But how many know they already knew the way? They just didn't realize that Jesus was the way, but they knew Jesus. They knew him. But they just hadn't connected the dots. That's why Jesus said, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life." That's what I'm trying to tell you, Thomas. There's no other way but me. And you know me. And because you know me, then you ought to know that I am the way. I am the way to the Father. There's no other way to the Father. Can I just tell you? That's why Muhammad can't get you there. And that's why Buddha can't get you there. That's why Kundalini power and worship and yoga and everything else that people try to do to reach God can get you there. Because it's not the way. There's only one way. And I don't care if there's a Christian pastor telling you there is multiple ways to God. He is lying to you. Jesus said, He is the only way to the Father. How many understand there's an inclusiveness related to that statement? There's no other way to look at it. Jesus is revealing his nature in a way that they haven't been able to see him, and his nature that relates to the Father. And he says, He is the way to the Father. The only way to God is through Jesus. There's no other way to get to God except through Jesus. Jesus is the one that brings us to the Father. Jesus is the one that gets us to glory. Jesus is the one that gets us to heaven. And we know the Father God only through Jesus. If there's no Jesus, you can't know God. God can't see you. All he can see is sin. But because of Jesus, he sees a loving, adoring child that he loves with an everlasting love. The only way that God can know you is through Jesus. Jesus is the way. Somebody shout, He's the way. Ephesians 4:21 says, If indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus. In other words, all the knowledge of the Father and everything about the Father is it revealed in what Jesus said about the Father. Jesus revealed the Father's heart. He revealed the Father's way. He revealed the Father's compassion, his wisdom, his understanding, his determination, his courage, his peace, his joy. That's what Jesus did. He revealed the Father to the world. I mean, understand, that's a pretty amazing claim for Jesus to make to the disciples. The Father has given all life into his hands, and he can give it to whoever he wills. No wonder the Pharisees hated him. He was making claims that people never heard of before. We learned that in John 5. Only the people that can come to the Father can come by the Son. You can't receive life unless you come by the Son. It's got to be through Jesus. Matthew 11:27 tells us, No one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. And how many understand that this truth is what meets the need of all of mankind? The most basic needs to the most complicated needs of our heart. This is the revelation that meets that need. This is the revelation that removes all the fear, all the worry, all the doubt, all the stress. You know, our biggest problem is we just don't walk in the revelation. We're so bogged down in how people make us feel and the stuff that we go through and the environment that we live in and the circumstances of our life and the pressure of our job and the relationships that we have that we forget the truth that brings freedom. And we forget the one that can fix it. Come on, somebody. Jesus is the way. So man can choose him now. Jesus is the truth, so man can comprehend him now. Jesus is the life, so man can experience him now. He's the way, the truth, and the life. Come on, somebody. That means that knowing Christ involves the whole man. It involves your spirit. It involves your soul. It involves your body. You can know Jesus in every arena of your life. And he can bring healing in every arena of your life. He can bring healing to your physical body. He can bring healing to your soul, to your mind, to your will, to your emotions. And he brings healing to your spirit.
Thank you for joining us today for The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth. Golden Rule Academy K-12 Private Christian School. As parents, you want to make the best choice to empower your child to succeed. At Golden Rule Academy, we have the same goal. Let us help you educate and inspire your children to dream big. We offer accelerated curriculum, reasonable class sizes, caring and involved instructors, as well as art, music, physical ed, tutoring, and extracurricular music lessons, and of course, sports programs, including high school football. Our mission is to build confidence and to teach a love for learning. Golden Rule Academy is now enrolling for the 2012-2013 school year. Space is limited and scholarships are available for qualifying students. You can reach our office at 772-464-1597. That number again is 772-464-1597.
I'm Robert Cook, pastor of Joy of Faith Christian Center, encouraging you to join me each weekday morning, Monday through Fridays at 7 a.m. here on WCNO 89.9 FM for the Positive Change broadcast.
your plan, though I know it's so far down.
I believe in God the Father, Jesus Christ, His only Son, and the blessed Holy Spirit, distinct yet three in one. I believe there is forgiveness for everything we've done. That is why all the more I will serve Him. I believe the Son of God was crucified upon the tree, laid within a borrowed tomb, not far from Calvary. I believe He rose up from the dead, alive for all to see. That is why all the more I will serve Him. I have made my decision, I have staked my claim, I have drawn a line in the sand, and I'll not be ashamed. With the world behind me and the cross before, by the grace of God, I will serve the Lord. I believe you must be born again. John 3:16 is true. The old life can be washed away, everything made new. And I believe the love of God can somehow find its way to you. That is why all the more I will serve you. And I have made my decision, I have staked my claim, I have drawn a line in the sand, and I'll not be ashamed. With the world behind me and the cross before, by the grace of God, I will serve the Lord. And I know when Satan and his minions come to torment me, time to live and die, and the Bible is the blueprint that all men should live by. I believe I'm not alone with my faith in Jesus Christ. That is why all the more we will serve Him.
By the grace of God,
This is WCNO, Palm City, the Good News Station.